This is GQDN for Wednesday, August 30th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, about some pinball machines. Oh, maybe a game got delayed. Remake. We got some financials, which was why we start with PlayStation. This is brought to us from Polygon.com, and if you got PlayStation Plus, Xbox did it, a little more subtle, but this isn't subtle, because you are going to see a price hike anywhere from $20 to $40 more. Now, this is just the U.S. prices. I will get to the other prices here soon, but I'm going to give you what it will be and what it was, okay? So, PlayStation Plus for America, what it will be is $80. What it was $60. PlayStation Plus Extra yearly subscription was $100, will be $135. PlayStation Plus Premium was $120, will be now $160. Now, this change will come in September, but do note, if you make a change on November 6th, on or after November 6th, the new prices will show up in that change. So, if you want to make a change in your PlayStation subscription, do it now. Now, why did they do that? Well, here is what the company did say on the PlayStation blog. Quote, "This price adjustment will enable us to continue bringing high-quality games and value-added benefits to your PlayStation Plus subscription service." Now, they were talking about changing your memberships. In this quote, "However, any membership changes you make on or after September 6th, such as upgrades, downgrades, or buying additional time, will update your plan reflecting the new prices." Now, with that said, for everybody else, the first price will be Europe, the second price will be UK, the third price will be Japan. Just to give you an idea, if you listen to us in any other language, in any other country in the U.S. PlayStation Plus Essential will be 72 euros, 60 pounds, 6,800 yen. PlayStation Plus Extra, 126 euros, 100 pounds, 11,700 yen. PlayStation Plus Premium, 152 euros, 112 pounds, 13,900 yen. Now, the PlayStation Plus Essential is indeed the base tier of the SIE subscription service, that is Sony Interactive Entertainment. And that service does give you some multiplayer access, some cloud storage, and discounts on the PlayStation Store. So that does come back around, you know, to help pay you back in some ways. So the premium service does include the classic catalogs with Sony or PlayStation, along with some game trials and cloud streaming. So, is it worth it? That is what you must decide yourselves, and that is what I must decide myself. Now, we have other financials going on, because according to Esports Insider, Rivalry did post nearly a $5 million quarter two loss. But they say that there's some profitability on the horizon. So, the bookmaker Rivalry did announce their financial results for quarter two, which did highlight a bump in the betting prices, which is a revenue and gross profit, but that's still a quarter two net loss of, went to a CAD, which means about $6.3 million, which was a slight increase from last year. But Rivalry did announce that they expect to reach profitability in the first half of next year. So Rivalry did generate $8.5 million in a total revenue, which was up 60% over last year. But the betting handle was also up from $38.5 million last year to $112.2 million, which is a 192% year-on-year increase. But the loss was also up, and that was $6.3 million, which was last year about $4.65 million. which does mean that there was a little bit of an increase over last year. And the company did publicly blame, quote, a number of low probability esports and sports outcomes and a, quote, unique behavioral betting habits from Gen Z users. So, Stephen Saltz, which is the co-founder and CEO of Rivalry, did say, quote, our position among young millennial and Gen Z customers represents one of our greatest competitive advantages, but has also presented unique learnings regarding the best behaviors. Generally, we experience higher margin volatility within the sportsbook among a demographic which impacted the revenue this quarter. In the immediate term, we have been tuning our operational initiatives to address normalizing margin and seeing early results, and contextualize the upside potential of this work, as the consistent industry average margin Rivalry would have been profitable in quarter one and quarter two this year against the betting handle we generated. With these ongoing adjustments being made on our learnings, alongside the general benefits scaling through the growth provides a margin, we expect to reduce volatility, positively impacting the bottom line results and propelling us to profitability in the first half of next year, end quote. Now we get to some games, and according to GameSpot.com, apparently Elder Scrolls 6 is in early development, but is still years away. So, Elder Scrolls 6 is no longer in pre-production. In fact, they moved into the early stages of development. But more information about the next entry in Bethesda's fantasy RPG is still years away. So, that's according to Pete Hines, the head publishing guy at Bethesda, who did have an interview with a Spanish gaming news site called Vandal, and the translation came from GameSpot, and they said that currently they are focusing on Starfield, which does release on September 6th, so that way that game can be as best as what it can be. But he did make it clear that Elder Scrolls 6 is being worked on, and fans should not expect to hear any news anytime soon. But he did say that the news could come over time, and they'll have a few years after Starfield's launch. He did say, quote, so no, don't expect to hear anything about Elder Scrolls 6 anytime soon. For now, Starfield is our focus, and it will continue to be our priority sometime until we speak about anything else. But when he was asked about Elder Scrolls 6, he did say that the game is in early development. So, we'll keep our eyes on it, even though it'll be years away. Something that's here right now, though, Eurogamer did say that New World first expansion will have some mounts to it and an extended story. I wonder if you'll be able to fly yet. So, as you know, you started out as a pirate there because the MMO New World did receive its first expansion in October, and it's called Rise of the Angry Earth. It will have some story to it, a new level cap, and more mounts. Now, it is available for $30 from October 3rd. Now, as you know, mounts does mean you travel faster, but that'll be okay. The story itself will focus on Artemis, who now leads the Iterum, which is ravaging the fields with the Angry Earth, which will turn First Light into the Ilsen Wilds. Now, the Earthly Powers did awake some Beast Lords, which is a new adversary, and the secret to taming and riding animals, which is more mounts. The character level will rise to 65, and the gear score will also increase to 700. And artifacts will provide some powerful tier weapons and armor. So if you play New World, there you go. Let's head back to the esports, this time talking about a team called Ninjas in Pajamas. And according to ESTNN, they're back in the Valorant esports. Now, they did say goodbye to somebody, or some people, because at NIP Valorant did say on X, a sad day for us as we say farewell to the trio of the first class Valorant teammates as they head to another franchise. Thank you, John FPS, JHowGG1, and Gabriel Obazen, for your time with us. Much success in the future. We'll always be cheering for you. But the Valorant News on X did say, at NIP, have announced a roster for VCT China League, and it's J. Halbert, HBLRT, Bracey Val, Spring, Your Select, and Aaron. The head coach is Fade BLR. So, we shall see what happens. Now I enter a little bit more disappointment, because Eurogamer.net did say that Konami has delayed Suikoden 1 and 2 remasters. Originally, they were set for release in 2023, but they said they will come, quote, as soon as possible, unquote. Now, what Konami did say in a statement, quote, regarding the planned release of Suikoden 1 and 2 HD Remaster, Gate Rune, and Dunin Unification Wars, we have reached the conclusion that despite the very best efforts of our dedicated development staff to release the remasters in 2023, additional time is needed to ensure the quality performance and gameplay experience our users deserve. The entire Suikoden team is renewing our efforts to bring Suikoden 1 and 2 HD Remaster to release as soon as is possible. So that was at the Tokyo Game Show 2022, and it was going to be on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC, Steam, and Switch. But what I would imagine is if they wanted to make it for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S, and still for PC and Steam, or Switch, then some updates had to be made. Now, it's unclear if that is because of the delay, but it is possible. Now, if you like Diablo 2, PCGamesSN.com did say that Grim Dawn could be your next adventure. So, Grim Dawn, the Fangs of Astrakhan, does bring some Diablo 2 flavor to it. And the Grim Dawn Shadows of Astrakhan could have a big installment for the ARPG, which does hold right now a 93% positive lifetime rating. Now, the Fangs of Astrakhan is the third major expansion for Grim Dawn, and you will be exploring some snowy mountains, and that'll be before you diving into, quote, ancient forest valleys and breathtaking hot springs as you will seek to purge the corruption taking this idyllic landscape, end quote. And you'll be helping out the Kern tribes to put their differences aside and come to terms with their past to overcome the current threat to the lands. So we'll see what happens there. Now we get to some more PlayStation Plus news, and hey, your September monthly games have been officially announced this time. And they are Saints Row, Black Desert, and Generation Zero. So, subscribers like me, there you go. And those games are free. Now, we know about Saints Row, right? Well, Generation Zero is quite the popular MMO, and Black Desert is a Korean MMO, which does have some action folks combat, and it's got some horse breeding as well, but looks good. But let's say you want something in your hands, and you get the room to put that something in there, because I'm talking about some pinball machines and some tabletop video games. Oh yeah. Because see, according to GameSpot.com, Best Buy does have some stuff for you. Now, the members only is basically the NFL Blitz Arcade, but everything else, like Mortal Kombat 2 Counter-Arcade, Marvel vs. Capcom Gaming Table, Midway Mortal Kombat Gaming Table, Williams Belly Attack from Mars Pinball, Marvel Pinball, Capcom Street Fighter 2, Legacy Stool, Midway Mortal Kombat 30th Anniversary Legacy Edition, Bandai Namco Pac-Mania Legacy Edition Arcade, Capcom Street Fighter 2 Champion Turbo Legacy Edition, Dragon Lair's Arcade, and the NFL Blitz Arcade. But they did show a lot of the different pictures to it there as well. And wow, it just looks good. Prices, you ask? They go from $70 up to $650, and that's all sale prices. and it's all at Best Buy. Oh, one more thing. Big thing. PushSquare.com did say, and congratulations to Rattatan, because its Kickstarter not only met its goal, but it might hit 10 times its goal. So, the original goal was 108,000 pounds. I'm sorry, that's euros. My bad. I'm sorry. But they're over 962,000. That is unbelievable. So they are going to have a nice little celebration. And it'll be a live stream that will be on Friday at 1 p.m. BST, 5 a.m. Pacific time, which is 8 a.m. Eastern time. And during the event, Rattata Arts will have some information concerning the, quote, latest progress, future roadmap, appearances of special guests, fan participating events, and more, end quote. That's a press release. So, hey, check your calendars. This could be very, very interesting. I'm going to have to save that. Whew, because I like a good celebration. Very well done. Very well done. Because they met the requirements of 18 stretch goals. They'll have an online mode, a secret ending, and additional languages, orchestrated music, and a hard mode to Patapon. Patapon is the game. Rattatan is the company that's making the game. Well done. We at Group Quest are very happy for you guys. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Thank you.